Hi everyone, I'm Lynn with PlasmaEnergySolution.com. Thanks for joining me today. And I hope you'll take the time to go to our website and look at the many videos, the blogs, the FAQs, the testimonials, and the various products that we have for you, for yourselves, your pets, and your plants. All right, so I want to go over some notes I took on an interview between Dr. Ed Group and Mike Adams, and this was done earlier this week. And Dr. Ed Group was on a task force early on when the bioweapon came out, and they were talking with doctors all over the world on what are you doing to what are people responding to as far as treatment if they're getting sick. And one of the things he mentioned was there was a treatment that was used in India, and you have to realize, as he pointed out, not every country has a place where you can run downtown or down to the corner that carries supplements and things that you might be able to use to mitigate some symptoms. And especially if these are places that have a lot of poverty-stricken areas. So what he mentioned, though, was doctors in India were consistently saying that with one of their methods of treatment, people were generally over their symptoms in 2 days, in 48 hours. Well, that certainly wasn't what we were hearing in this country. All right, so what was going on there? He and Mike have an exchange going on with different modalities that ended up being tried by various groups and various countries. And the main thing that everybody's working with now is what happens whether you took something or you didn't take something, but you're exposed to the contents of the injection by being near people who did take it, or you are someone who did take it. Well, what can you do about that if there are some emerging undesirable side effects? And so they go over several things that are effective, and then he said, now there's a couple more things I want to top, and Mike Adams stopped him right there, and he said, now, folks, I want you to have an open mind. I want you to bear with us on this. This is new information. It may sound very unusual to us, but go ahead, and I hope you'll stay with us and listen to the whole thing. And so one of the things that's been an issue is, how are you going to repair DNA that has been affected in an adverse manner by some of the contents of this injection? So Dr. Group goes into this, and he's got a research team working on it, and he's been working on it himself for several years. And he pointed out that some of the ingredients with this method have been used by Dr. Brzezinski in Texas in the treatment of cancer. And there was another doctor in Mexico who also used this in his clinic. And so what he gets into is there is something called urokinase in urine. And if you go to drugs.com, it says that urokinase is the world's best clot-busting drug. So we've been dealing with microclotting and blood clotting with some people who have taken those injections. And here is a possible answer. So he said, Dr. Group just said, I want people to look into this and do their research. And he said, we have had thousands of people since I started coming out with this in mid-2021 that have put videos up on Brighteon with this information. So what is all this? It is your own urine. And he says your own urine contains the original stem cell memory of your cells at the quantum level. All right, now they're using quantum dots in the AI systems. So there's different fields that respond to sound and light in these fields. And so how are you going to mitigate symptoms with a technology like that? And that's the reason for coming up with this information, because what he says is your urine has the quantum memory of the energy field. And take the case of amputees who say, say they've had a foot amputated, but they can still feel their toes energetically. The DNA works the same way, even if things have changed and the foot isn't there. All right. So there was research, Mike Adams mentions, there was research done by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake on morphic resonance. And there's a book Mike Adams did on the contagious mind. And Dr. Sheldrake's book is morphic resonance. And modern science has not figured out how to measure the resonant fields, but it's a database and a memory base of patterns of what your genes are supposed to do and what your body is supposed to be. So Dr. Group goes on to say, people have what they need to heal themselves within their body. And he said, there's a massive campaign to teach that urine is a waste product. We're all taught that. But urine is sterile. And urine is 95% water. Okay, and for those of you that use our plasma energy water products, I want you to contemplate that. If urine is water and you've been drinking a high quality plasma energy water, you're recycling high quality energy. Now the other thing that's in there is the 2.5% of the urea and then there's 2.5% that is other things. Well, there's about 3,500 vitamins, minerals, all kinds of things that are supportive to your body. So it's more or less giving your body a buffet of useful ingredients to use in making repairs and enhancements. So even when you test urine for compounds and metals, the metals that are found are in the homeopathic scale that are already conjugated. So homeopathy generally will take something and I'm going to say the word, which is not diluted out 100 times, say. And I'm sure that's not the proper terminology, but that's what I'm using right now. And so what this is a signaling system for your body. Oh, there's something present here, so your body needs to respond to that. And he said, why wouldn't our Creator create the most perfect laboratory inside your system for you to come out that has the perfect balance of what you need to heal every single day, to heal and balance everything in your body? The hardest thing in the world, he says, is to balance women's hormones. They change every second depending on stress and capacity of the thyroid and the endocrine system. With women that drink their first morning urine, there is the exact balance of progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, every single thing needed. It's a laboratory that produces everything a woman could be deficient in, and it comes out in your own urine every single day. Many women have been able to balance their hormones using this method. In men, DHEA starts to fall off at 28 years of age, and that plus growth hormone, testosterone, also start to go down. Within about 3 months of urotherapy, their hormones come back to normal. It is wild to think, but at the same time, when you research and wrap your head around it, you come to an aha moment where a light bulb will go off. Everything is in simplicity. So he gives some more information, and I'm going to end up doing a blog on this, so this will be on my website. And he said that he even gives a way for people to start out. How would you start utilizing that? And they always say that you would take midstream of, he said, the best quality of all the nutrients and elements you need are the first morning urine output. So he goes on to talk about that. And he said, my first video years ago was how to grow your hair back naturally. And that was putting fresh morning urine on your head and let it sit. I got a lot of counter action for that in the mainstream media. And he said, a month later, there were all kinds of comments on the website or on the video that he had put up about that. And he said, now that video is still up and there's hundreds of comments about it. It's also useful as a skin sunblock. You won't burn. If you start to burn, it will take away the sunburn and you just put more on your skin. It is a regenerative compound. So people all over the world are using this. And really in our country, we're pretty prudish about things like this. And yet it may have been something that was really around until the advance of, shall we say, pharmaceuticals. And you can't have people, you can't be profitable if people can heal themselves naturally. So why am I going into all of this? Well, as I'm looking around my world, I'm seeing a lot of dicey things going on around me. What's the supply chain going to be? The military trains their soldiers. If they are ever separated, especially let's say you're in a desert type of environment and somehow you get separated from your unit and you're separated from all your supplies, your water, your food. Okay, what happens? And anecdotally, I did read a story of someone who had that happen. And when his unit found him 3 days later, they expected to find him dead because it was very harsh conditions. He was fine, but he did what he had been trained to do. You immediately start drinking urine in that situation so you don't become dehydrated. So when they found him, he was not dehydrated. Got to think about that. This just makes me laugh. I got to share it with you anyway. He must have used a boot. Dr. Paul used to have a saying. He had a lot of interesting sayings. And one of them was, oh, so-and-so is so incompetent, they couldn't pour piss out of a boot. So I guess that's where that saying came from. All right, so here's something that Dr. Group had to say. What if you were taken from your environment, from your home? And what if you were given some things that you had held out not wanting to have those things? You're not going to have any resources, or are you? Well, according to Dr. Group, just know that you have a solution that will save your life, that is being produced inside of you that will neutralize any poison or any toxin. It will repair your DNA from any damage, whether you got the bioweapon or didn't get the bioweapon. I don't know anything else out there that holds the memory and the frequency of your original DNA. There's not a product that has the memory of your DNA in it. Now, you could, if you could afford it, some people have been able to have processes done on their bone marrow to where then they had access to their stem cells. Very expensive process. There's a much cheaper process that has been told to you right here with what Dr. Group has had to say. Every person, he goes on to say, has already had their own urine to drink. What do you think amniotic fluid is? Why do you think they take stem cells from amniotic fluid? When you are in your mother's belly, you are drinking the mom's urine for the first 4 months until your kidneys are developed. Then you are peeing in the amniotic sac, and you are recycling it all, and you are drinking and bathing in your own urine the whole time that you're in your mother's womb. Are we excreting toxins out of urine? Why would the kidneys filter something that ends up being pure, and then we call it toxic? The toxins are processed through your liver and leave your body through your colon. So think that one over. If you could make your own nanoparticles with a tincture of rosemary, you can. Oh, this was Mike Adamans coming up with rosemary and rosmarinic acid and combining it with colloidal silver, and you'd have something that even has nanoparticles that your body recognizes as food. Okay, well, let's go back to what our plasma energy station has. And we've had this available since about 2015. Well, in there are gold and silver energies. There's energies of food. There's energies of essential oils, of vitamins, minerals, supplements. There's over 400 energies in the plasma energy station. And many people have told me once they start drinking the plasma energy water, they find that they're not as hungry and is inclined to do snacking that may not be that good all around for your body. Dr. Paul and I we attempted a 10-day fast using our plasma energy water, and we succeeded. Well, through the 10 days, we had 3 dish meals for various reasons. There were some social things that came up. But we weren't cranky. We weren't hungry. We weren't dizzy. We weren't weak. We kept up our routine. We slept okay. And as I've said in other videos, the main thing that was an issue for us was the social conditioning of food, the fixing it, the smelling it, the tasting it, all of that. But you can address that with intention. We did that by simply saying, we're going to sit down and have a meal time, and we're going to drink our plasma energy water with intention. What do I want this water to be, or what do I want it to provide to me? And so we created a consistency of our schedule around doing that. So intention, and Dr. Paul and I have talked about this a lot. Intention is very, very, very important. And Dr. Masaru Emoto talked a lot about intention. So I encourage you to show respect to the waters that you have and to the intention that you give them. And I want to give you a couple of other things to think about. I'm not a biblical scholar by any means, but I have read that there is a statement made of let thy water be thy medicine. Well, what water was being talked about? That was not expanded upon. And I want to give you just another visual to think about. And I don't mean this to override anybody's religious beliefs or anything else. I'm simply doing this as anecdotal storytelling. Now, Jesus went into the desert for 40 and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. We've all read how long you can do without water. Do you think he went into the desert with a donkey loaded down with water bottles? Or do you think he was able to use his own water of life? Now, there are some books out there, and I've written notes out of these books. One of them is called The Golden Fountain. Another one is called The Water of Life. And those give a lot of anecdotal information. And then there's a book by Martha Christie. And doggone it, I'm hoping I can see it real quickly here. But it has a lot of scientific studies in it that were done between 1920 and 1942. Now, perhaps those things have been made less available because, my goodness, could you heal yourself for free? Well, think about that one. And Dr. Ed Group has something called the Global Healing Center, and he also has a website, and I'll put it underneath here. I think it's eurotherapy.com, but I'll put it under the information on this video. So I want you to think about all this. Now, I want you to also look, because on May 3rd of 2022, I did a video that's still up on Brighteon. And it says, what? Lynn said to do this? Go back and look at it. Yes, Lynn does do this. I just believe in forewarned helps us to be prepared for whatever happens in our lives. I'll give you an example. I was so interested in this article, I wanted the notes to be typed up, and I'll make them available in a blog on my website. But when I get into doing things, I get pretty intense about them. And it was like, oh, I can go ahead and finish this. I can finish this. Okay, well, I did. And I was in bed by 3 o'clock. But I was on a mission. I want this information down. I want to make it available to people. Well, I just slept. I just had to sleep in today to get my normal amount of sleep. And so you ask yourself, do you know other 79-year-old women that are staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning typing information to hand out to people? Think it over. All right. Well, thanks for watching. I will repeat again. It's plasmaenergysolution.com. And for the entire month of November, if you will use the word thanks on any purchases that you do, you would get 20% off. So I hope you'll take advantage of that. All right. Well, look into the information I've given you. It could come in very handy. Thanks.